Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? I tell you what, there's just something special when that, when you hear that rooster crow and that first crescendo. Oh, baby, it's that KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell Peter Sweeney. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's a nice day to be a Kansas Cityan, too. We got some sunshine. It's been a little bit gloomy the past few days, so this is a good change of pace. If you're just waking up in Kansas City, as I said, it's sunny. You want your real feel, Hartzell?
Oh, Peter, break me off with that reel! That real feel, baby!
So it's in the mid-70s as you're just waking up, but that real feel is 4 or 5 degrees higher, which means there's 72% humidity in the air. Icky, icky, icky. High 88. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy. High of 87, low of 72. Should be a little bit cooler than it has been in weekends past this weekend. It doesn't look like it'll crack 90 degrees, which is a good thing. If we could sit right between 75-ish and 88-ish, that's where you want to be, right?
Oh, that's your sweet spot, huh?
That is the sweet spot. That is a baseball term. I'm impressed by you today. I didn't know
swinging
that.
Swinging for the fences this morning, Pete. Hey, you know why? Because it's a hump day! Ba-ba-ba-ba! For it. He was waiting for it.
They called the sweet spot of the bat, like that centered part.
The old the bop. What's that good sound? The real. What do people do when they put their finger in the mouth and do that little popping
like
noise?
Like a fish hook.
Yeah. Like a fish hook. I can't seem to get it. I can't seem to knock it out today. But you get what I'm saying, Pete.
Right. That Babe Ruth style crack of the bat.
Can't do it. How do people do it? I don't understand. How does this work?
You can't see Hartzell right now, but he's just disgustingly lodging 4 or 5 fingers bloop in his mouth at a time.
Bloop.
It's not like a fish. That sounds like a fish.
Well, I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Peter, how was your Monday night? How was your Tuesday? Fill us in.
Beginning of the week was good. I was not actually feeling that great on Monday, so I ended up going to bed early. Tuesday, we did a little half birthday celebration for Lady G, and it included Observation Pizza, which is in where is it? It's in the Crossroads. Mm-hmm. It's actually run out of, I believe the guy's name is Dave Villa. He is a furloughed employee and started doing Observation Pizza with a friend out of his house. It's very like secretive. It's appointment only. They have these specialty pizzas. Anyway, we tried two of them last night and it was incredible. I you got to look this place up and try it for yourself. I believe this is one of those things that happened in the quarantine to just try to like stay afloat.
Right. Right.
And it's stuck. People, it's caught on. It almost feels like a speakeasy style of pizzeria. So you can't sit in it. They're running out of the Bower. Anyway, can't recommend it enough. You should give it a try.
Oh, okay. I was reading an article, actually, this was last night, wasn't it? It was a little bit about what you were saying, how some of these businesses who have done things like this in COVID, you know, there have been a lot of us who are struggling right now, obviously, all of us are, but there has been a bit of a surge in like new pop-up restaurants that for some people are actually going to end up being permanent just because it was a change of pace and it looks like it's sticking, you know?
Yeah, there's that rare case of, wow, the quarantine was the best thing that ever happened to me. And Observation Pizza, it sounds like, was one of them where a business has boomed from a need to really survive, which is super rare that you're finding right now. And I think good to touch upon, especially when you're eating local, right? By the way, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh, coming in hot.
Are you trolling me last night with the Glass Animals tweet? What are you doing? You tweeted at what? The Glass Animals is awesome or something?
Well, Glass Animals has a new record out.
Right.
Hold on, back it up.
Just clear the lists at the buzz. Honestly, you may as well, whatever you were going to play today, throw it out the window because it's all glass animals for the rest of the week.
Listen, in all honesty, you're exactly right because the new record's out. We have an excuse to play them nonstop. Now, Dreamland is the new record from Glass Animals. It is excellent. The last live show I went to before the lockdown was Glass Animals over at the record bar. So it's, yeah, it's very
good. It's called Dreamland.
Dreamland. Uh-huh. It's like this. It's a,
it is fitting.
A visual album as well. It's super trippy. Gets super stoned to listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I find it is fitting, especially in Kansas City, because any other band that thinks they're going to hear their song on the buzzes is in Dreamland at this point, because there's no way. I mean, this is a new Glass Animals album. I mean, we know what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. This is the top of the line, top of the heap. They've broken through the glass ceiling.
Hey, number one. I saw what you're doing there. Now, you know, hey, I've come a long way since we've been talking Glass Animals. You know what? Okay, to pull back the curtain, that last show I saw before COVID was Glass Animals at the record bar. That was also the last show. I got my ex tickets to that concert. That was a whole different, that was a different me. All right, I was going through some things. Sad Boy Hartzell. We were still doing Sad Boy Swole. I miss going to the gym. But we have done a complete 180, man. We've since had Nickelgate.
Yeah, now you're.
We've since had right. all kinds of new
you're,
things.
You were swole and sad, and now you're skinny and happy. So you've come a long way.
Hey, excellent segue, Pete. We're getting real good at this, man. We're getting pretty yeah. solid because you know what mm-hmm. today is. I don't even. This is how good you are, Pete. I didn't put anything in our show sheet. In fact, I haven't used our show sheet in weeks now because that's too much work.
That's right.
Did you know what, or do you know what today is? Do you know what today is?
Wednesday, hump day on the Casey Morning Show.
Naturally. And that is a holiday in itself. But no, in addition to that, Pete, it is National Vinyl Record Day. So yeah, pull out your turntables. You've got one. In fact, I've seen your record player.
Yeah,
it's pretty solid, actually.
It's a baby. It's one of these like new age kind of pieces for the living room that is, you know, it's all right. It's like kind of, it looks like it's out of a suitcase. It's crafty. It's not. Yeah. I have one though. Yeah. I do have a vinyl.
So I got a list for you. This is from themanual.com. I was going to do my whole thing. You know what?
No. Come on. You don't have to do it. No.
Please.
I find that this is nice. We don't need any of that yelling with Chris Jericho, real name Chris Irvin, for you non-wrestling fans, to be yelling in my ear.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
Unreal.
You just made the list.
My name's Hartzell. This is my list. Well, it's kind of my list. It's brought to you by themanual.com. All right, it's a music list, so we'll turn this down. Now, okay, how do I do this, Pete? This is actually, I'm curious. When you do a list type of situation, because you are editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, I'm sure you put together all kinds of online content. When you do a when you do a list and they don't put the numbers next to the thing they're talking about, do you assume that the list, or do you assume the thing they're talking about at the top of the page is number one, or the thing at the bottom of the page is number one? Because they don't have numbers. So is this ascending order? Is this descending order?
I mean, in typical list fashion, you're building up to the top song or whatever, or the top record in this case.
Well, it's just there's no, what are the rules?
So I would say it goes five. I would assume it goes 5-4-3-2-1 unless otherwise stated.
All right, so if that's going to be our guidelines, then I think this is the top five. According to the manual, these are essential vinyls that everyone should have in their collection, okay? So we're going to start at, we'll start at number five. That goes to Kendrick Lamar. Let's go. To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, bad chips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm stuffed up, homie, you stuffed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Now, according to the manual, this is one of those albums that will be talked about for decades to come, because it is. It is literally one of the best. Reminiscent of John Coltrane, got the sax. Also, the lyrics are amazing, the freestyles. It's Kendrick. That album It is essential, 100%. To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar. Did you have that one? I'm trying to think of your collection.
I didn't have that one. I mean,
you got some good stuff in there.
I still have a starter collection at this point. I certainly don't have the albums I would say that you probably need. But yeah, that is one I should add to the list.
I will say there's no Glass Animals or a greeting committee on this list. Huh? The buzz was not included in this.
Right. If it was up to Laszlo, all those records should go in the garbage at that point.
Yeah, I talked to Boss Man yesterday. Talked to Laszlo. The plan is to still bring me back to work. But
that's a great thing, right?
Yeah, but you know, dead air happens all the time. So I'll believe it when I see it.
I think the people want to know, is there a timetable for that?
The email we got from corporate was saying that
some inside information here.
Oh, hey, is that insider trading? Did I sign a piece of paper that says I shouldn't say this? No. I probably did. But yeah, they're saying they initially said September. Now they're talking end of the year. So
we'll see.
But the boys told me maybe end of September. They're going to maybe pull some strings. But I also said, hey, you know what? I'm in no rush. But
just anyway, wake me that's up when September there. Ends. You know what I mean?
Oh, Peter.
Come on.
Green Day, shockingly, also left off this list. Okay, number four. These are essential albums. It's National Vinyl Records Day, so these are what should be in your collection, according to myself, because this is a list of Hartzell and themanual.com. Inner Speaker. This is the record from Tame Impala. It is one of the best psychedelic rock albums, especially like in our recent generation. Tame Impala, some of the best. I know you're a Tame Impala guy. Because you are someone who, you know what? When I look at Peter Swain, I think Peter C. Swain, the C stands for classic rock, but also a modern man. I got to give you credit. Some modern sensibilities.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people would think that I'm Team Impala, but I have a Hyundai. I'm Team Hyundai, actually.
Oh, wow. You are just hump day form, my friend. Neutral Milk Hotel, a 90s staple. Their record, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. And when we meet on a cloud, I'll be laughing out loud. I'll be laughing with everyone I see. Can't believe how strange it is to be anything at all.
I got no. Neutral Milk Hotel. Actually, more recently, because I'm a 90s kid, but I was like 90s R&B. So when I got the alt radio job, I did have to do a little bit of a deep dive. Wow. I know enough of the essentials, but yeah, I had to do a
really
little bit more.
Really pulling the curtain back here on your music history.
Hey, it's pulling the curtain back Wednesday. You know what? Hey, I like to think that on this show, we have transparency on the KC Morning Show. You know that. And I believe we have, two more. So this is number two, Nevermind, Nirvana. This seems like a no-brainer.
A thoroughly wonderful show from the world-famous Dancing Poodles. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. They're thoroughly all right and decent fellows with their hit single, In Bloom. Here they are, Nirvana.
Obviously. I thought for a second you were just not going to give us the final two. He said two more, never mind, and I figured maybe that was the end of the list. But
oh, that should be the name of it. Okay, Our Fire Freestyle, when we do a mixtape on SoundCloud, I want to call it, let's call it Two More, Never Mind. I think that just, it seems deep. Like it seems oddly like it's important, even though it's
like we have
not.
some significant thoughts to share with the
yes,
world. Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
Number one, Pete, Your essential album. You got to have it in your collection, especially on National Vinyl Record Day, from A Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders. Yep. This is one of those where, like, it's like people could write courses and dissertations on this
I don't know about your list this time, because
whoa. I thought this was actually a pretty good one.
No, I find when I'm thinking about vinyl, it's just like really old school style of records, and I feel like all of these were just a little too CD-ish to be in a vinyl list. They were in the Walkman era a little bit more than, like, because if you're making a vinyl list, like, how is a Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Band?
Okay, hold on. Okay, that is why, Pete, I asked you, like, is this list in ascending or descending order? There's no numbers on this list. So I was asking your opinion because, okay, there is that album is obviously on this list, but it didn't say like what number. So on this website, then themanual.com, they have included the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie, you got Sinatra, obviously, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts
Band. I was wrong about this list. It went from the top down. I mean, you probably read the bottom five.
Honestly, you might be right, because we got Bowie, you've got Sinatra, you've got the Beatles. Number four, I guess if you're going by top down, would be Bitches Brew by Miles Davis, like, which is definitely a staple. Bob Marley is number five.
Yeah,
Ubers is number six from Fleetwood Mac.
Makes way more sense. That's all right.
Yeah, you're right.
Now at least we always, when we look back at the history of the KC Morning Show, we'll always look back and say, when was the worst list? And it was August 12th, 2020. So good for us.
Oh, and you gave us the date. You gave us the day of the week. Might as well just go ahead and take us to that news, Pete. Take us there.
8/12/20 news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! All right! Hump day! Ba-ba-ba-baby! It's your KC Morning Show! That portion of the program where we talk about some things.
Oh, happy day.
Discuss some stuff. And if we do it right, we not only set you up for your day, but we give you the tools to, like you said, Pete, make it a happy day.
Yeah, the wrench, the monkey wrench, the bits and screwdriver.
Oh.
Phillips and, you know, anything you need.
You see the Allen wrench?
Sure.
Big Allen wrench guy over here.
Little tape mesh.
And you notice this, Pete, you just moved. When you're moving into a new place, you notice how many items you have that for no reason whatsoever require a Allen wrench.
Right.
Inexplicably included. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look at us. Are we doing manual labor on this show? That's not us. We do not moisturize on this. Your KC Morning Show.
In my house, I use a Tim Allen wrench for tool time, baby.
Peter T. Swing, the Al T Borland. Stands for, he's a tool, man.
If we were on Tool Time, you would be Al Borland, and I would certainly be Tim Allen. There's no doubt about that.
I 100% cannot agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. Let's kick it off, Pete. COVID!
Missouri is providing an update on the coronavirus this afternoon. The state is reporting 981 new cases since Monday. We'll get an update from Kansas Wednesday. Here's a 7-day average of the positivity rate from the COVID tracking project. It's one of the best ways to see how the virus is spreading. Right now, 12.4% of tests are coming back positive in Missouri. Now, the jump may be due to a recent change in the state's reporting system. It's 11.5% in Missouri. The national average is at 7.4%.
Pete, it has been a while since we have had a national story that wasn't COVID be so early in our news break. But this is my favorite time of the year, as is yours, for very different reasons. Mine is politics, yours is sports. And this is a big one, a huge one. This is a moment. I hope that, Barack in 08 hasn't stepped on the importance of what this means. Kamala Harris being I got nominated. I guess not technically nominated. That happens at the convention. But she is your presumptive vice presidential nominee for Joe Biden. Joe making the pick yesterday. Big news. Big news. Or as Joe Biden would say, a BFD. A big f***ing deal.
Our nation is hurting. More Americans have died in the last 3 months than ever before. The worst economy since the Great Depression. Anger and division. It's time for us to come together and remember who we are. Americans. Joe Biden is the president for this moment. A man tested by tragedy, proven in a crisis, a leader who acts through compassion and strength, not anger and weakness. Standing with him, Kamala Harris, a strong voice for a better America, daughter of immigrants, a passion for justice, a happy warrior in the battle for the soul of America. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is the America we believe in, where hard work means more than family wealth, where compassion and kindness are strengths, not weaknesses. This is the America of our better angels, the best of America. Strong, compassionate, determined. On November 3rd, a new beginning. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's time. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There you go, Kamala Harris. Gonna be hitching our wagon to Mr. Joe Biden. She is currently a senator out of California. If you ask me, man, I think it was a no-brainer pick. I think it was a good pick. Like, I go on Twitter and I see, you know, the woke warriors, of which I like to include myself sometimes. And, you know, I've had my stuff with Kamala. But I was seeing a lot of people saying, you know, oh, are we ready for, like, a cop president or a cop VP? Which, you know, that's a valid question, I think. I'm not going to S on that. But I will say, as we have that question, like, are we bringing up those same issues when you have, like, you know, an up-and-coming male DA or, like, a male prosecutor who's got political ambitions? Again, she has absolutely some, like, very credible concerns. Like, you know, she was trying to put parents in jail for not sending their kids to school. She's got some very interesting...
I love that.
Yeah, right. It was a platform, that's for sure.
That's something.
And it's, you know, at a point in my middle school life, you know, preteen pubescent Hartzell would have sent mom and pops to prison in a heartbeat. Kamala would have had my vote for sure.
When Muriel is, no offense, you know, because I love Miss Muriel, if she's sending you to the School of Price is Right instead of class, she deserves to be behind bars. And so,
you know, I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a solid pick, man. As someone who's not terribly enthused with a Joe Biden presidency, Pete, what do you think about this? You saw the news. You're a news guy now. I got you all kinds of news heavy now on this show. So what do you think, Pete? This could be your vice president.
Well, yeah, as I said, it's going to be the president, since Joe can't really think anymore. We've seen that on the debates. He tries to think quickly, and his brain just, as you can see, it's literally visible brain misfunction, dysfunction, whatever you want to call it. So I'm proud that Kamala is going to be the president. Behind every great man, there's a great VP. And when the P is Joe Biden, that means the VP is the real P. So congratulations to her on being a presidential candidate and making the calls, because I just don't think Joe has the wit anymore. And I've expressed that before on this show. I'm kind of down the middle. I've expressed that before. I am right now in the anybody but Trump camp, and so this is a nice pair, you know.
I have the great honor to announce that I've picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. That was a tweet from Vice President Joe Biden, and her tweet, Kamala Harris responded, Joe Biden can unify the American people because he spent his life fighting for us, and as president, he'll build an America that lives up to our ideals. I'm honored to join him as our party's nominee for vice president to do what it takes to make him our commander-in-chief. And it looks like she's going to be joining Joe in Delaware, I think actually even today.
Two quick points here. And of course, they're going to have my support. Kamala Harris's comm director, huge Chiefs fan, had some conversations with him before. And Joe Biden happens to be a master's Syracuse grad. So if you think that I'm not going to the Oval Office at some point in the next 4 years, you got another thing coming.
You should love this, man. Your invite's in the mail. Invite is in roots. I'll see you at the inauguration. Can I be your date? Bring me. And Lady G doesn't have to show up to this. Let me come with.
Yeah, potentially. I think, in all seriousness, this was the right move. It really, I think, boosts his chances of winning almost immediately. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'd be curious to see what the betting odds were yesterday and today. I'm sure there was at least a slight boost. And Nate Silver of 538 came out this morning, and they're projecting the Biden-Harris ticket to have a 71% chance, which is great considering Hillary Clinton had a 71% chance against Trump. So I'm really confident that this is going to go well.
Oh, boy. KCK, let's talk sports for a little bit, huh? What a transition.
Okay.
Let's talk fall sports. Gonna step a little bit on your sports segment, Pete. But KCK, they're the first to
We're going back to bed, I think.
I don't need you anymore. I guess I'll just take over sports.
That's right.
Sports is easy. Yeah. No, that's not true.
There's no doubt about it.
I'll give you credit where credit's due, man. You do things every so often. Did I do that right? You sent me those bullet points of things to say to make you sound important.
Right.
But KCK, maybe starting that domino, the domino effect of canceling fall sports.
The Kansas City, Kansas School Board votes to suspend all fall sports. Now that includes football, volleyball, cross country, girls tennis, and boys soccer. The vote 5-2 after a debate about the safety and well-being of students.
It's important for our kids to continue to get out there and play and have athletics. It's like so much taken from them by not being able to attend class in person.
So the intent of the motion is not to kill sports. So let's get that straight. Okay. And don't anybody go out from this meeting, and especially the people who are listening, we're not trying to kill sports or students' future.
So the decision means that there'll be no football, volleyball, cross country, girls, tennis, boys soccer, band, or Spirit Squad during the 2020-2021 academic year. Approximately 4,500 high school kids and middle school students, 112 coaches on top of that as well, going to be affected by Tuesday night's votes.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but it kind of sounded like to me they're trying to kill sports.
Listen,
what are you doing
right now? Stop it.
What do you mean?
Why don't you stop it, huh? Huh? Stop it. These people, we're doing the best we can.
Here's the problem.
What do you think? You see other districts doing this, Pete? You're hooked into this edge of the world.
I think sports comes second, right? We've kind of joked about class, but if kids can't go into class regularly, then yes, they should not be out on the field. I think that's basic. Now, that being said, if they are in class and they are able to do that, I think if there are certain things to allow sports to happen and it's deemed safe enough, I don't know if you're there yet, because I think we don't know enough about the virus, so you kind of have to pull it as soon as possible. And as soon as these schools are able to get them back, I think they're so important, especially in keeping just kids out of trouble. Idle time. I'm really starting to get old.
I was going to say, because I know this phrase. You're about to do the idle hands thing. Oh, man. Thanks, Grandma Sween.
Appreciate that. Idle time for any type of kid, whether you're low income or even high income in growing up, I saw is just like not the recipe for, I think, just like keeping kids out of trouble. You know, it just isn't. You know what I mean? And so It's a tough situation here, because you don't really know the correct way to go about it. I think it's class first and then safety first. And if you're able to cross those two off, which you're not at this juncture, but which you're not, then yes, I think sports is critical.
I just really wish, instead of talking in circles and yelling and screaming, that we would have just put a bunch of money into the virtual stuff. Because I know, like, if you ask teachers, they will tell you, like, hey, it's well-intended. We're trying to do this thing live. It's a pandemic. But, like, all virtual is just not really working right now. But, like, in my opinion, at least, if you do the hybrid route, that seems to me at least like the worst of both options. Because then you got to have parents take off work for maybe 1 or 2 days a week. And then you've got to have kids that go to school for 1 or 2 days a week just to maybe get infected, to bring stuff home to the parents or grandparents or whoever. It's just, I don't know. I wish we would have went chips all in to virtual for a while, but here we are. And now we got to workshop this thing in real time. So we'll see what happens. But KCK, going, gone for now. Dana Matthews' voice. Mayor Q, he had said on the campaign trail that he was trying to relinquish all those marijuana offenses. He wanted to strike those from the record. And it looks like we've got our first guy, Dwayne Wright. He's got a new lease on life.
I said this when I was running for office, and I completely believe in it. I still plan to pardon every marijuana conviction that this city has had. And Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas starting to fulfill that promise.
Look to the authority greater than me. I hereby pardon you. And then you get to do that. And then you get to keep it. Well, you don't have to. It's gone.
But that's all. I'm going to frame it.
In 2018, Wright was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. That charge, he says, impacted his ability to get a job, to get adequate housing at times.
I had to have a background check. And one of the things that stopped me was the possession of marijuana. So in that time, and I would pray, like, Lord, I know that I did it at the time, but just give me a chance.
So this is from Mayor Cuey. Said, a lot of people just like Mr. Wright who make it into the system at a young age, they spend the rest of their lives trying to climb out. And that's true. I mean, how many instances now have we seen, you know, just recollections from the war on drugs? It was, you know,
right.
Just a failed effort to, do a lot of things that it's out. It's a whole different podcast for the failures of the war on drugs and all that, which, you know, I'll save that for another rainy day. But I think this is a step in the right direction. I saw Mayor Q was on with Kevin Holmes from 41 Action News. It was a great sit down and, you know, one of those promises kept kind of deals.
Well, this is incredible. We said his name's Dwayne Wright. He had been Dwayne Wrong, and now Mayor Q has helped him see the light. And so I think this is a positive sign for him and really for society in general. So I'm happy about that.
I love it when we can gas up Kansas City. I do. We've got our problems. We've got our faults, but you know what? In a post George Floyd era, I want to say that, you know what, Kansas City, and I'm talking on a micro level. So I'm talking about you and me and the rest of the KC Morning Hoes. I feel like the moment has really tried to transcend into a movement, and, case in point, this next story right here. So the KCPD, they are going to be partnering up with some local churches, some community leaders, pastors, trying to help bridge that gap, you know, between community relations and policing.
Homicides are at the highest they've ever been at this point in this year in Kansas City, Missouri. This year, 122 people have been killed. And just this past weekend alone, 6 people were added to that growing number. And now local pastors and KCPD are teaming up in a new initiative called Getting to the Heart of the Matter in hopes of ending the violence.
To bridge that there's information in the community that we need to get to the police department. So we're talking about an equal partnership.
Under this new initiative, churches will work to reestablish the relationship between the community and officers by providing gang mediation and helping with conflict resolution to at-risk youth, something that many in Kansas City say is desperately needed.
To lead them the right way and let them know as they grow and mature, your life is going to take a change. And when you take a change, we as older adults, we're there to lead and guide them.
So my great-grandma, she was 99 years old before she passed, God rest her soul. She was my best friend. I love just hearing the sounds of old black women. It's just my favorite. It feels like whenever I hear an old black woman talk, it's like I'm at a campfire. It doesn't matter where I'm actually at, but it feels like I'm just hearing the folklore, you know? So sure. I like playing some audio for some old black ladies. It's my favorite. But hey, you know what? Let's do the damn thing, y'all. Let's be good to each other. Let's get better. And that's the thing, right? You want to make tangible change. You know, you don't want to just talk about it. You want to be about it. So as much as we critique the cops, you know, defund this or reform that, you can talk about it, but let's do it. And let's do it in a way that actually is productive, you know? That's my 2 cents. Look at me. I'm running for mayor. I'm going to run for mayor. I am mayor of the West Bottoms. I don't know if you know that.
The audience is 2 cents richer now, and good on them. I like to hear that.
Could you hear the train in that last audio? I got the trains are coming through right now in the West Bottoms. I didn't know if you could pick up that sound or not. My apologies.
Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. No, we didn't hear it.
Cool. The podcast train, it's a rolling. Hey, census, y'all, fill out your census. It's a big deal. We can get some money for it. It involves, you know, political redistricting. It's a big deal. If you've got the people knocking on your door, hey, answer it, okay? Maybe even offer them some milk and cookies, all right? Give them the hospitality, because they're doing some hard work, and it's tough, and they need you to respond.
Completing the 2020 census doesn't take long. In fact, we timed it. Less than 15 minutes.
But the chances you've completed the 2020 census are probably low.
This year has brought many, many challenges.
And it's sad to say, you know, maybe we won't see as high as numbers as we did during the last census.
Andre Charron has been working to change this, trying to get more residents to complete the survey. But response rates are low. As of August 5th in Jackson County, only 61% of residents completed the census, down 5% from 2010, with some neighborhoods having a completion rate of less than 30%.
All right, do it, okay? Do it. I got my little card. I filled it out for mom. So it really is like it takes 5-10 minutes. So if you can, do your census. Pete, have you done your census? All right. As I'm over here yelling at people, I'm about to yell at you.
I actually got a warning letter yesterday.
Hey, bro, watch out.
What? Can they arrest me for that? Well, I've sent all my kids to school.
There's some confusion on the unemployment extension for the benefits. I had my mom asking me when you're going to get this extra $400. I said, well, mom, technically that is just a pipe dream at this point. There's a lot of things you saw this weekend. You saw executive orders being signed, but if we're being honest with you, they didn't really go or do or mean anything. They really were just like, honestly, executive memos. They're basically like, let's focus our attention on this. Like, states don't know how they're going to pay their share of this thing. The federal government was going to give us $300. The states were going to give you $100 on top of that, which would be at least what we thought, a total of $400 in extra unemployment assistance. Now, again, that is going into effect nowhere right now. Will it ever go into effect? We don't know. Will anyone actually get the correct details? Also a question up in the air.
So when will people see their first checks?
I don't want to be as specific because you might hold me to it, as you should, but I think it's going to be in a couple of weeks, and I think it's going to come to about $1,200 per person. That's a huge
wage increase.
You
keep saying $1,200 per person. Are you talking about in addition to the unemployment that they're already getting?
Oh, no.
Where does that number
come
from?
That's the payroll. I beg your pardon. The $1,200 will come from the payroll tax. It should be $800. I beg your pardon. It should be $800 for the unemployment.
800 or 400?
No, it should be $800. If the states step up, we're prepared to match. That should be come out $400 federal, $400 states.
Okay. We'll move on because I think this is, it's not what the president said, and it's a bit confusing.
Did you get any of that, Pete? Who's on first? Who's on first? What's on second? Today's pitching, tomorrow's catching. Did you catch any of that, man?
I don't think anyone really knows the timetable or the amount of money at any level, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. All right. KC, go crazy. Ozarks, go crazy. Tech Nine, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, I love
it. Another packed event at the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend. Tech Nine held a concert Saturday with upwards of about 1,000 people in attendance. Mm. Health and safety protocols not followed at all. In fact, they were ignored here. The Kansas City native performed at the Regalia Hotel and Conference Center last week, or I should say over the weekend. And last week, Missouri clocked in over 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day.
Tech, stop it. Stop it. Have you seen every venue in Kansas City? So we're talking the Truman, we're talking the Record Bar, the Midland. I even think I saw some P&L tweets mm-hmm. and some Instagrams about this. We mask up now so we can party later. All right, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just show me the numbers where someone's gotten COVID from Tech Nine. Like I ain't. You ain't going to show me the numbers on that one.
Do you want to know the numbers? I mean, come on. Did you see pictures from this last weekend? Did you see pictures from the lake?
Am I a psycho? I mean, I'm sure it was a little bit dysfunctional, but at the end of the day, it was so dope. And so who's going to be there? Everybody but me. I'm not going, but I mean, they could.
I see what you did there. In fact, you know what? In fact, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that performance you just gave because I picked up what you were putting down over there subtly. Throwing in some Tech Nine bars. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that musical talent you just did. I want to take Poetic Pete. I want you to take that to American Idol because mm-hmm. virtual auditions are happening right now.
Waking up with you.
If you've got the pipes,
it's been coming down for some time.
And you're between the ages of 15 and 28.
You're going to Idol.
Producers of the show want to see you on Wednesday.
For the first time in Idol history, we are hitting all 50 states.
Auditioning for the popular show has gone all Zoom this year. They say now there's no need to be nervous.
Literally auditioning in the comfort of your own home.
The production says the show must go on, so the idea this year to go Zoom online auditions rather than the live and in-person ones was a little bit of a no-brainer.
This was the only way we could really kind of make it happen safely. You know, just all around, this is kind of what we had to do.
Man, that age requirement hurts. This is my last year to do it. I told you I don't like growing up. This whole getting older thing for me just terrifies me and it makes me angry. I didn't realize that there was a limit. I didn't know that they cut us off. That's ageism. That is ageism.
Take it for me as someone who is, I'm going to be 32 this year. Once you hit 30, it might as well just call it, man.
That's a no from me, dog.
You're going to be 30 before you know it. When's your birthday again?
October 28th. It's coming up.
Yeah. What are you going to be, 29?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's over. I mean, it's over. It's time you accept it. It was a good run, though. You had a nice run.
Yeah.
Captain Hook has come. Peter Pan is dead. And
stop it, man. No, second star to the right and straight on till morning. Come on, man.
That whole thing where you're the young cool guy, I mean, that's in the past. I know that was look, you're an old now, like you're Mike May, which is fine. Yeah. It's good to be an old.
I'm dating a Gen Zer, man. Trust me, I know I'm old. I know, man.
What does Gen Zer mean?
That's like the one below us. So they're like, I think the oldest Gen Zer, I think, is like 25-ish now.
Where did you get your deal on the stroller that you guys take on walks?
Why don't you shut it, huh?
Was it the Home Depot?
Why don't you eat it?
Was it Sears? Did you get it at Sears?
You know what? I was going to skip the story, but you know what? No, I hope you get scammed. I hope you get hella scammed, my friend.
I looked at the label. It said Shanghai, China, from a certain district. All this information, including my cell phone number on there. I didn't want to keep it in my house. I was kind of freaked out, especially when I saw it was from Shanghai, China.
So the point of this story, I hope you get scammed, Pete, but I hope the KC Morning Hoes can be on the lookout so they don't get scammed. What people are doing, they're sending you free masks, and I guess they're protocoled mask. They're decent. Some of them are. Some of them are totally fake. Some of them disintegrate in the washing machine. Mm. They want you to, when you receive these masks for free, they want you to go online and give them reviews. They want you to basically leave a really good Yelp review so that they can continue these scams, because for some of these packages they're sending, they are like faulty and counterfeit and they're not good. So be on the lookout for that. If anybody's sending you something for free, it's 2020, y'all. You got to have a shade of caution.
I got that mask and I've been on the website and I've left a review. The only thing that they ask for you to leave a review is your social security number and your credit card. And
yeah, right?
It's quick, it's easy and painless, really. And so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hey, much like the census, you know, it can be done in 5 minutes and it's rather important. Let's wrap it up with this, Pete. No. I got two more. In fact, I found one about 5 minutes ago that I downloaded that I think you're going to like.
Bonus
but this
news.
Was supposed to be our last story. It was a bit of a bummer, so I wanted to find a better one. It's a bummer in that it's a reboot, okay? And so when you get reboots, you have different takes on the original work of arts.
Sure.
This reboot, maybe one of those we thought we needed, but maybe we don't. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now I hear that and I'm like, let's go. But Will Smith,
you are Carlton. You're the Carlton to my Will.
I 100% accept that responsibility. you're not the first person that has anointed me with that title, and I I will run with it. I get it. I can do the Carlton. I can do that dance.
Look, there he goes.
Ooh. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yeah.
It's not unusual. Yeah. 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 No, I know. If you think I have not been put on the spot to perform that at family reunions, then you are incorrect. So they're going to reboot this thing, man. Will Smith is actually in the works of rebooting The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but a spin on the original. They're taking this thing serious. So we're going to make The Fresh Prince, but make it a drama.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this? You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself?
This is
fake. I've done my best, Will. It is time for a change. You're going to Bel Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel Air?
I caught with a gun. How are we related again?
Shut up, Carlton.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia.
Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from,
this is fake. You didn't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, my bitch. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
This is a real thing, Pete. This is a real thing. Now, it was based off of a parody, yes. So Will Smith's developing a reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But this time, he's not doing it just for laughs. All right, this version will be a lot more serious. Now, it was based off of a phony trailer by a guy named Morgan Cooper. Okay, it was called Bel-Air. So now, Morgan Cooper is actually in development with Will Smith, putting together a show, and there's been interest from multiple streaming platforms, including HBO Max, Peacock, which is NBC's, and Netflix. A real right. thing, Pete.
Here's
real.
The thing. Here's the thing. A couple points on this. So, they should not be doing it. That's the first thing. B, it's very 2020 for you to be able to do something creative and then the real Will Smith somehow finds you because of tagging and stuff yeah. like that.
Yeah.
C, you could do this with a lot of different things. So maybe it's not the worst idea in the world. I recently, you've probably never seen this. I mean, I don't want to assume, but have you ever seen Sleepless in Seattle?
I love Sleepless in Seattle. Man, come on. Tom Hanks, so, radio, baby. Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
It occurred to me while I was watching this that, like, this could be a horror film. She's obsessed with them. She's sort of stalking the family, comes, doesn't really introduce herself. She's just, like, mm-hmm. standing in the middle of the road.
100%.
And I went on YouTube, and, of course, I was not the first person to think of this idea. There's, like, thrillers. So I'm saying now we've already found two things, one that's real, one that's, like, just me and fake and the people on YouTube that have done it. How many different things could you do just change the tone of the movie? And I bet you there's an entire like library of films that you could do this for. Like what if Training Day you turned into a comedy? Like that would be a hilarious movie.
Well, I mean, they've done that, man. 21 Drum Street was, there wasn't so much a comedy, the original show. I mean, think about
The Office in a sense was like a documentary parody type deal. So maybe it's been,
well, at least that was the original show, at least was based off a comedy. Like I'm trying to think. More recently, Roseanne, when they kicked off Roseanne, they made that a lot more of a serious show. Fuller House apparently I think got a little bit more serious. I didn't watch any of the other Full House stuff, but apparently that also took a more serious turn when they went to
What if you did Family Matters and turned it into a drama where this guy has a personality disorder, a serious personality. Is he Steve or Steven? One moment it's Steve, and then the next moment he's this sexy surly Steven.
Let's just make everything dark. It's 2020. Let's just make it dark. I'm mm-hmm. okay with that.
The Alaskan way, yeah.
Our last story. The best B&B of all time. As someone who used to work at a video store, oh, I miss that job so much. Oh, Family Video. In fact, are y'all
still? Oh, they turned Blockbuster into an Airbnb.
They sure did.
See, I'm all over the story.
If you close your eyes and think of what the 90s was, that's what the room's going to look like. What more fun way to do that than to come in and experience a night in Blockbuster, have a sleepover, have the old big console television, have the VCR, have the popcorn, have the whole experience, kind of like we did in the 90s.
Starting August 17th, you can make reservations for just $4, located in Deschutes County, so we're talking Oregon. The nights are going to be September 18th, 19th, and 20th. You get the sounds, the smells. They got the old school VHS TVs, the tube TVs. They got the musk of when you walk into a video store. You know exactly the smell I'm talking about. It's that wonderful feel. It looks like a 90s apartment. They've got a couch set up. They've got the nightstands. They've got the big old Blockbuster ticket logo, and they've got the DVDs and the VHSs on the shelves because it is a Blockbuster. So make sure you're be kind and please rewind.
Yeah.
What you gonna rent? If you get this, what's our
one detail that you missed there is only people that live in the county can go, unfortunately. So it's not like I could take a trip to Bend and bend my way to the Blockbuster.
The Blockbuster in Bend became the last of its outpost when the Blockbuster in Alaska and Australia shut down. That sucks. In fact, I thought the one in Alaska had like Russell Crowe was involved with that one or something. But anyway, a dying breed. But if you want to Airbnb at a Blockbuster for the pleasure of just $4, be kind and rewind. Run it back. Run it back. Rewind the Blockbuster movie going experience. I love it. Wars on Star Wars on Star Wars.
The KC Morning Show.
Making his way down the aisle with a DVD and VHS in hand, Peter Sweeney. Ladies and gentlemen, take me to sports.
Well, you took one of my stories, so I'm only having two stories today.
I'm a newsman.
The first is the win streak. The Royals have had their win streak snapped. Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds doubled home the winning run in extra innings on Tuesday night. The Royals actually had tied it up 5-5 in the eighth inning on Ryan McBroom's pinch hit two-run homer off Amir Garrett, but they couldn't keep it up and get that winning streak to five games. Chris Bubich pitched five innings, allowed seven hits, five runs, and struck out seven. Here's Mike Matheny.
Great effort. That's just a game that should have been ours. You know, I thought we pitched pretty well. You know, Chris did a nice job. He was actually a pitch away two different times from putting zeros up, where they ended up putting marks on the board. And that second and third, having so many guys on the bases and not being able to get anybody in. I mean, we've talked since we started talking this season about how we need to be able to figure out how to make a mark there somehow, some way, at a high percentage of the time. And so those hurt.
So there you go. Mike Matheny is a sad boy.
Melancholy Mike. You hate to see it.
No other
way.
Hey,
do you have MLB Network?
No.
Do you want to split one? Oh, you do? Oh,
no, I have it as part of YouTube TV.
Oh, do you want to split that? Because I want to watch some more games.
Fox Sports Kansas City. I think what you should do is talk to your Sporting KC people. They should be hooking you up.
You know, I did make my Fox Sports TV debut. I was actually on TV. I can do it too, Pete. I can do it too, Petey boy.
That was the first loss of the MLS SPAC tournament for the Sporting KC.
Well, it was our deciding loss.
Deciding loss. Correct. Second loss. Royals have the Reds again tonight. Brad Keller's on the mound. Then a day off Thursday before Minnesota again on Friday. So you got the Royals tonight. Weird that in a shortened season they have days off so close together, but just the way the cookie crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL playoffs went to five overtimes yesterday. Tampa Bay. Wow. And that's full periods. So they actually at one point had a seven-period stretch. Five overtimes, that's a total of eight periods. That's about two games and what, a third? I don't know the math on it, but
I'm gonna need you to quit saying the word periods, to be honest with you.
Lightning. Nothing worse than
I need you to quit.
The female listeners of the show will tell you there's nothing worse than eight periods at once. And that's what we got yesterday in the NHL playoffs. Lightning. Yeah,
we are absolutely dudes, man. We are the worst.
The Lightning take game one of that series. So good for them. Chiefs news, not a ton of it, but the Chiefs are projected to be first in three categories, two from Patrick Mahomes in passing touchdowns and passing yards. Cynthia Freelit of NFL.com has Mahomes at 4,790 passing yards, also 37 touchdowns, both would lead the league. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, she projects, will have seven touchdowns. That's the rookie phenom for this team. Chiefs will be back in pads on Friday. So we talked about periods and pads already in this sports segment.
Oh, Jesus, man.
God. College football. The Big 12 Conference continues on after the Big 10 and Pac-12 conferences say that they would not play football in 2020. So We will see. The Big 12 and ACC keep going. That means
KU. So do we have a national champion then? Like if the SEC and Big 12 play, which, man, the SEC, just they are the blinders on conference. They just seem they're going to get these games in. I don't think they're going to cancel it. So what happens then?
I tend to think that they would carry on with whoever's playing, you know, knowing the SEC and wanting to crown a national champion. A lot of times the national champion for football will come from the SEC or ACC anyway, with Clemson and Alabama's and so on. But yeah, so there you go. The ACC and Big 12 continue on. So KU, Kansas State, and Syracuse stand to play their games, which is all we care about on this show, which is a good thing. So that's a very quick look at sports.
That's it.
Yeah, man. I told you. You kind of cut into some of my mojo there at the end. The last star.
Oh no, my B, man, my B.
That's it, man. Listen, you know, you do what you got to do. I do have some events for you.
You got some events. What's going on in the world? In the world of Kansas City, what's happening, Pete?
Okay, so Lee's Summit Farmers Market, that happens on Wednesday beginning at 8 a.m. There's also farmers markets in Independence and Overland Park happening today, which is good. A free yoga class, you can get it tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the courtyard across from Freestyle Poke in, looks like, Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Hey, let's go. Break me off with them events, baby. On this KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney, break me off.
Soft opening of the Chive. That's a new place. I'm trying to find the address here. I can't find it.
Like the Chive, like that douchebag site?
Whoa.
You know the Chive.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know I'm not wrong. Oh, the Bill Murray shirts from every
bro. It's in Grandview.
From every bro from the years 2008 to 2010.
Anyway, the Chive Simply Good Cafe and Market is having a soft opening. You got to register if you're going to go. It's in Grandview, Missouri, and it has nothing to do with whatever Hartzell's talking about. No, so I apologize.
I'm sure this place is a wonderful establishment.
Rock Creek Brewing is welcoming back In Transit Cream Ale, which is very popular. That's in Mission, Kansas. So if you want to go and get that brew, it's back August 12th, on tap and cans to go. Probably one of those beers that tastes like cream soda, I would guess. Mm-hmm. A 5-course wine dinner featuring Copain wines. It's happening at Jack Stack, 6:30 today. So you can get a table for four. It is $240, which includes tax.
Jesus Christ! Golly!
But it's for
did
table
not
for
see
four.
That coming. Does it include a mask?
Mask. And that's what we're going with right now, as you know. Thursdays of Fun at Worlds of Fun happening tomorrow. And you can take a break and enjoy an assistant regional representative William Valiant for an evening American Coaster enthusiast. So tomorrow it says 5:30 a.m. it looks like, starting at Worlds of Fun. Painting party, 7 p.m. at Happy Trees Painting Company. That's happening tomorrow. $25, they're painting a abstract look at the skyline of Kansas City.
Have you done that before? You've done a date night? Those painting deals?
No, I don't paint. Lemonade Park tomorrow.
This guy, he's not a giver, ladies. Not a giver
wet,
at all.
Hot American summer.
Woo-wee.
Tickets are $10. And then Clue the Movie at the Screenland Armor happening tomorrow. So Pete with the wrench in the kitchen. That would probably be the scenario.
Hey, don't be going to Walmart either. I know Walmart's doing drive-in. Stop. F that corporate movie-going experience. No. You go check out our friends at Screenland Armor. Go check out our friends at B&B.
The Lemonade Park, right? How about that?
There we go.
I'm going to give you, we're running out of time, so I'm going to give you one quote today for Wednesday Wisdom.
Do it.
Do the best you can. No one can do more than this. That's John Wooden.
Give me a PG Sweeney original. Go with John Wooden.
Okay.
Two icons, if you will.
All right, we're gonna mesh the Wooden quote with something that I would say.
Yep.
Do the best you can, you big dope. No one can do more than that. And if you try, you're a even bigger dope. That's John Wooden, Pete Sweeney.
I love it. Pete, good show, man. Had a good time. They had a really good time hanging out today.
It was nice. Yeah,
I gotta
this
say,
I couldn't believe how great it was. can't wait for the next time that it'll be happening.
Peter C. Sween, I took the letter from you today. Peter C. Sween, the C stands for can't wait. Can't wait, Scott's, Peter.
That's right,
my man. Hey, buddy. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you on Friday, yeah?
Friday.
Yippee Friday!
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning. Say goodbye, Pete.
Smell you.